If any of you ever read Reader's Digest, you get lots of different articles in there by different people. But they're all different. There's no connection at all. But you imagine this. All these people ran over that great period of time and also over quite a different big area as well. They weren't all in the same place, all over the place, separated by over 1,000 years. But the whole thing absolutely knits together. It's an amazing book. But as I was thinking about this, I was wondering, yeah, that's wonderful, isn't it? Now, no human editor could ever have done this. How could he have got this together? Even if he had them all, how could they all move together? How did you get them all together like this? It's a fantastic book. So that pointed, there must be something supernatural here. With me, though, that's nowhere near enough. Look, I'm putting my life on this, my whole eternity. I want to make quite certain what I believe is true. So, no, it's not good enough. So the next thing I decided to do was to look at the science in the Bible. Now, this is of particular interest to me, again, because I've studied science, I've taught science all my life. So I looked at beginning science. Now, we could spend plenty of ages going through that, but I didn't do it that way. I looked through all the different science on there. Now, I'll give you example after example of it. You've got in Job, written 4,000 years ago, where it speaks about the world being hung in space. Amazing, isn't it? Leviticus, written, not Leviticus, Ecclesiastes, written about 1,000 BC. It speaks about the water cycle and all that. And also, the one that, I'll just mention one, I won't go through them all, we could spend hours on them. Just one which really did interest me, that's the hygiene laws laid down by in the Torah, right at the beginning, Leviticus, etc. And in here, it gives very clear instructions of how people were to behave, their cleanliness and such like. You say, oh, of course, it's obvious. Oh, wait a minute. You think back 150 years before the time of Louis Pasteur, what was happening in our hospitals? The doctors were going from patient to patient, they're handling them, they didn't bother to wash their hands, going from one to the other, and we're wondering why so the diseases spread so easily in the hospitals. And also it's even said that they were counting up, they were doing autopsies, etc., and they had blood on them there, and they were going and delivering the babies in the maternity ward, and they're wondering why is it so many mothers are dying. See, they didn't know Louis Pasteur came in, how disease was so easily passed around. How is it 3,400 years ago that in Moses' time that they were laid down, they knew exactly how to behave then. How did they know this? During the bubonic plague, when it was sweeping Europe, in Spain, it said that it was noticed that although everybody was dying of the bubonic plague, the Jews weren't. They were being kept clear. And they said, oh, well, the reason why they weren't, they were following the Levitical laws. They were with dead bodies and such like, and how they washed their hands. But, so what they did, they didn't go and follow what the Jews were doing. They went and persecuted them and said, well, they must have caused all this. It's just to show you how our man works. But now, there's lots and lots of science in there. But the thing is not what science is in there, it's what is not in there that's so important. Now, you pick up any book, I don't care what it is, 100 years or so ago, and you read scientific things in there and you laugh at them. Look at that. They used to believe that in those days. But remember, in the Bible, the last bit of writing in there is 2,000 years ago. Now, you would expect, finding writing like that, it would be full up with absurd statements about science. It's not. But be careful. I didn't say that the science of the Bible agrees with the science of today. That would be silly, because the science of today is changing all the time. I was a specialist lecturer. My specialist subject was friction, wear and lubrication. And I remember, as it progressed, how I had to keep changing. Things that I've been teaching at the beginning, 20 years later, I found were all wrong. And this is what's happening all the time. Science is moving on. But, now this is the thing about it. As we get to know more and more science and accuracy, it gets closer and closer to what the Bible has said. It's what's called a convergent series, like with mathematics. You're getting, it's a very powerful tool, this. Now, you've already, people again and again have said, look, the Bible said so and so. That's rubbish. We don't believe that. But when later on we get a bit further knowledge with science, and they found that the Bible was correct all the time. There's one particular one I think about, the lightning preparer of a path, for certain. Anyway, you keep on. As they get further and further on in knowledge on this, then you realize, now the people, those critics, they go terribly quiet when you start pointing this out to them. As soon as they find out, they say, oh, well, we go on to something else. Now, that's science. But something very similar to it is archaeology, which is another form of science in a way. Now, how many times have you heard people laughing and saying, look, the Bible says those people were there at that time, or that this city was there. We've dug it, we can't find anything of it. And then later on they find it. It's a converge. As we get further and further, we realize how accurate the scriptures are. Now, a classic case of that was with the Hittites. Now, the Hittites, if you get the Encyclopedia Britannica, I think it was about 1904, they said, in there, it's got a comment about the Hittites, and they said, this was an imaginary people that talked about in the Bible, but there's no evidence, we've found no evidence of it. Well, in a sense, I think God's got a sense of humour here, because shortly after that was written, they started to find the evidence. And they turned up not a few, but thousands of these clay tablets with the enormous amount of it. In fact, more is probably known about the Hittites now than any other of the ancient people. You see how God works here.